Hi, Marion. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I've been getting frequent leg cramps over the past about 10 years, and I had three hip surgeries, and during the last, 10 years ago, and that's when I first noticed it, and the doctor said, oh, the hip surgery is just causing it, but it kept going, and it's primarily after I lay down and my legs are straight. And then when I try to raise my leg, it causes a leg cramp. And then 5 years after my first hip surgery, I was told, well, it went bad. There was a recall on it, metal on metal. It needed to be taken out. And I had a huge amount of metal toxicity, gray slushy fluid in there. And he took all that out, as well as a lot of scar tissue. Put a new hip replacement in, and then 6 months later, I just had my last hip surgery. And with this last one, the leg cramps are so debilitating that I can't do anything. It feels like I'm holding on to a cattle prod. It lasts about 20 to 40 seconds. And the doctor suggested, my orthopedic doctor suggested that because I have degenerated disc and vertebrae, that it might be irritated nerve endings. I've had my potassium and magnesium checked because I've been listening to you for many years. And I thought, well, it might have something to do with the muscles. And my potassium is 4.4 and the magnesium is 2.1, which he said is in the normal range.
Well, here's the problem, ma'am. You had your magnesium checked in the serum, in the blood serum. What
yes.
Your doctor isn't paying any attention to at all is that magnesium is in a very small minority in the blood serum, and the big deal place for magnesium to be is inside the cell. Now, we were all taught that in medical school, and I'm pretty sure every doctor was, that magnesium is principally intracellular, inside of cells, and only a little bit of it is outside the cell, which is called extracellular, and whereas the opposite is calcium. Calcium is the majority in the serum and the minority inside the cell, and that makes all the difference, ma'am. That serum magnesium is a useless test if you're trying to work with people with muscle cramps. Now, here's why. Usually, the muscle cramps are not caused by hip surgery or anything like that. And I'm going to put in here parenthetically, ma'am, that if these doctors had read the work of William Kaufman, MD, PhD, from the 1940s, they would never, ever have had to do joint replacement surgery on you. Since I read his work, Dr. Kaufman's work, which was published in 1949 in a book form, I read it in 1974, every person I have worked with degenerative arthritis, wherever it is, that was giving them pain, has had major control, sometimes complete control, of the pain and suffering from that degenerative arthritis. And I've worked with people who were told bone on bone, and they brought in their x-rays and showed me the bone on bone, and we put them onto niacinamide in an adequate dose. It does take a big dose. And the pain just faded away starting in 3 or 4 weeks, excuse me. And in 3 or 4 months, the pain was gone, and it stayed gone for as long as those people lived. I am not kidding. All this joint replacement surgery is totally unnecessary. I know it's a big industry, but it's totally unnecessary, especially after researchers found just in the last few years that what that B vitamin does is it reactivates the energy production inside the cartilage cells so they don't deteriorate anymore. Oh, I get so bothered by this, ma'am, because the information's been around since the 1940s. I know it works. I've seen it work time after time, and yet we keep doing joint replacement surgery on people. Okay, that's not the main thing you called in about. The main thing you called in about is those spasms. Okay. Now, when there's not enough magnesium inside the muscle cells, they can't relax properly. That's what magnesium does for a muscle cell. It allows it to relax normally. And we have worked with literally, we being all the doctors at the Hotoma Clinic, hundreds and hundreds of people who have esophagus spasms, or they have leg cramp spasms, or they have one or another muscle spasm that just simply doesn't want to go away. And some of them have had their serum magnesium checked, and some haven't, but it doesn't matter because that's not where the problem is in the serum. So initially, we were having people get tests done for intracellular magnesium inside the cell magnesium. That is an entirely different test. And such a large majority.
What is it called? What kind of test is it called?
Bear with me, ma'am, because you don't really need it. I'll tell you why. But it's called INTRA, I-N-T-R-A. INTRA cellular. That just means the magnesium inside the cell. And what you had tested, the serum magnesium, is technically called extracellular magnesium because it's outside the cell, and that's irrelevant to having cramps. Okay, let's get back to that intracellular magnesium. We've quit testing people because all but a very, very few times out of those hundreds, when people have come in with chronic spasms like this, they don't want to go, and especially if it's one of us people who is, but usually past 50 years of age, what do? It's pretty simple, and it's inexpensive compared to nearly anything else I can think of. I think it costs about $35, $40 per injection. We give people an injection of magnesium along with some vitamin B6 because it helps the magnesium to work. But it's a very key way of doing it. It has to be put into the veins, and it has to be shoved in there as rapidly as possible. And I did yell shoved because otherwise it cannot force its way into the inside of the cell. We have to get it forced into the inside of the cell. By the way, this was learned in a dog lab originally, but it applies to people just as well. So we give a rapid push of this magnesium. It forces itself into the cell. Now we got more magnesium in there. We do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's it. And the spasms almost universally are gone and stay away. And why won't swallowing magnesium work? Because the transporter mechanism to take the magnesium inside the cell turns itself off. No kidding. That's what the dog lab people found. It turns itself off when the magnesium gets quite low. And no matter how much magnesium we swallow or how many intramuscular shots we take, it won't get back into the cell because the transporter system isn't turned on. And what turns that transporter system, transporter just means it transports it from outside the cell to inside the cell. What turns that back on is forcing it through there. And once it's turned back on, then as long as the person stays on a diet that has adequate magnesium and or takes a relatively small magnesium supplement, they don't need any more shots. And this works over and over and over again, ma'am. Six shots that cost $30 or $40 a piece at most. And the problem is, in the very, very large majority, gone. Whether it's esophagus spasm, leg spasm, or spasm anywhere else in the body that has not been cleared up by any other means.
I see. Okay. I live about an hour and a half away from you, but I have been considering making that long drive up there. And so what? You said get an injection of magnesium into the veins Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and do that for 2 weeks, right?
Yes, ma'am. The magnesium is accompanied by vitamin B6, and we always tell folks, wear your old clothes. I won't give anybody a treatment I won't take myself. So what happened to me when I took one of those is the same thing as happens to everybody else. I got really hot. Woohoo! I was having a terrific hot flash, and I wasn't menopausal. And I sweated all over the place, and I soaked my clothes. So we tell everybody, that's going to happen. Be aware. Your clothes are going to get soaked. So wear your old clothes and bring a spare pair. But, like I say, after 2 weeks of those, the problem is gone.
Well, that sounds terrific. I have been listening to you for a long time, and so I've been on niacinamide. You said it revitalizes what?
Cartilage cells, any cartilage cells you might happen to have left, but unfortunately with the hip replacements, that messes with that terrifically. It can still help the cartilage cells where you haven't had a replacement, though, ma'am.
Yeah, I have both of them replaced now. I just am recovering. I had it done 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I had actually a different approach where they came in from the front, so the recovery time is about half.
Okay, ma'am, we've got to get to our break. We have two people still waiting.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It was very helpful, and I'll call your clinic, make an appointment.